guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Joining us on Fancy New Band is the wonderful Casper. How you doing?
Hello, I'm good. How you doing, mate?
Pretty good. Nice way to come to BFM, me tripping and falling all over the place. But this is Casper, aka Young Ghost, here to play some great tunes for us. Really looking forward to it.
Yeah. Here to play some tunes off my new album, Bad Taste, with Alphabet Head. One of them's just started hitting radio rotation today. It's called Laugh It Up. And that's the one I'll open with today.
Awesome, looking forward to it.
All right, I'll hit it. I'm just doing it while they losing it. Feeling like a kid doing stupid shit. Fooling with the mix, fine tuning it. Alphabet Head, he's producing it. Soon as it's finished, we gon' go and smoke a double six. Superstition got me looking round and I'm thinking who's doing it. Took a good thing, then they ruined it. Who is this? It's the Young Ghost. See the wall, I'm going through that shit. Buckle up, but I thought that you already knew that bit. Steady lacking, but I'm there when it happens. Mess around and waste the whole day, game plan. Late coming to the party, but it ain't fashion. I've been busy getting out my straight jacket, then getting straight back in. Change clothes, now I'm looking more kind of what I'm looking for. Type of guy your girl's probably cooking for. Eat my steak while it's looking raw. Moving at my own accord, I don't really look at laws. Chewing words with a crooked jaw. Getting lost in the moment. Time's frozen, everything stopped, and I can't remember much more. But I wish that I could teleport to my front door and get home in one piece, not fragmented particles, broken apart like glasses to a basketball. Life's so laughable, but nobody's laughing. Dropping off the edge like whitewater rafting. I don't understand how I feel. I've been processing emotions and it's hard to conceal. It's been taking its toll and it's eating away of me. I've been feeling restrained and there's no way of breaking free. Cold, I am so cold. I am so young, yet I feel so old. Lost, I am so lost. I've paid the price, but I do not know the cost. I'm just doing it while they losing it. Feeling like a kid doing stupidness. Fooling with the mix, fine tuning it. Alphabet Head, he's producing it. Soon as it's finished, we gon' go and smoke a double six. Superstition got me looking round and I'm thinking who's doing it. Took a good thing, then they ruined it. Who is this? It's the Young Ghost. See the wall, I'm going through the air. Buckle up, but I thought that you already knew that bit. Yeah, that's the first song. It's called Laugh It Up.
Oh, fantastic. First question for you. When did you start working on this album and how long has it been in production for?
Well, I first started writing for it pretty much in lockdown. So it's an album I made with Alphabet Head, who's someone I met when I did a course, a DJ and music production course. That's where I met him. So that's where I sort of started working with him. And then I started the album in earnest when he started sending me beats sort of during lockdown time, and I just sort of started writing to them. And then we started recording in about August of last year.
Oh, yeah. So kind of how did that collaborative process go? Did you guys just send stuff back and forth?
Yeah. It was just a real, like, natural collaborative process. He had a broken hand, so he was making more beats than usual rather than he's normally a bit more of a scratching man. So he had all these beats that he usually just releases them instrumentally, but then he wanted more people to rap on them. And he just sent me a whole bunch of them, and I'm a pretty prolific worker, so I just got back to him with like five straight away. So he's like, oh, main, sends me more. And then, you know, eventually we had a whole bunch and we're like, sweet, this is actually, we've got a project here potentially. And then, you know, did the whole thing of sifting it back down into chiseling it out into the sculpt we wanted.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Do you have another song for us?
Yes, I do. Yes. This next song I have is called Late Lunch. This is the first song we wrote. Cast your mind back to just sitting in your room in lockdown. That was where I was when I wrote this one. But it's surprisingly upbeat, given that fact, so I'll play it for you now. Yo. Out on a late lunch, but it's really breakfast. My friends are giving me a call, telling me that my behavior was a little reckless. I can't remember last night, my memory got messed with, but I've been reliably informed I was a real menace. I brought my glasses in my sleep, so now I need perspective. Flesh wounds really need attention, but the atmosphere in here is too dear, I won't even mention. Look around and wonder who deserves an intervention. It's probably me, I'm going crazy off the sticky lemon. Treat myself like a little princess, I'm trying to get enough money in the bank that I could live off interest. Praise to the skies, yeah, we've been blessed with the opportunity to witness this big mess with parasites that infest. Culture, bacteria, a virus that's timeless, all up in your kid's chest. Drinking way more than I should, like I'm George Best. Pull out of my taxi, then wake up on my porch steps. I'm no child, I'm a fully grown maverick. Sub mean, always been a bit below average. Compensated for it with my sharp wit. Brandished a harsh spliff, we all did it up against the madness. Lighting up the darkness, dank stench stinky like my armpit. Passed out and I ain't even passed it. Couldn't mask it with an incense stick. And I seen a couple kids getting inventive. Plus I've been that kid, and ever since way back I've been moving in the line on some insect shit. And it's got me feeling small on some insect shit. Like if I wasn't as lucky, could have been dead quick. But I'm still living. Same pockets, a couple bills missing. We'll make it through all of this, or we'll will. And feel like I need to build buildings and get higher. Cause if I can't see smoke, I can't smell fire. I've been fed lies, worse yet, I fed a liar. Gears grinding me forever, but I never tire. Outfit right out of the dryer in that fresh attire. My intention to identify and then acquire whatever it is that I require to get better buyers. If they ain't buying what I'm selling, they got bad taste. Yeah, they wanna copy first and paste, but they ain't really looking out for the sad mates. In a country with a high suicide rate, why wait for somebody to die then cry late? Vacate from that negative mind state. Elevate your body and soul into a high place. Feel the frequencies in motion as they vibrate. The call of the stone age turns you to a primate. This is a once in a lifetime moment like today's date. Savor it, don't make haste. Had a late night, now I'm having me a late lunch. Yeah, I had a great night, now I'm trying to just stay buzzed. Yeah, I had a late lunch, now I'm having me an early dinner. And I might have lost this once, but I would have been a worthy winner.
Too good, too good. So you wrote the song in lockdown, right? So,
yeah.
Did you find, was lockdown for you, did it sort of spike your creativity a lot? Like we hear a lot from other musicians.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I mean, it's not every day that you get the opportunity to sit around all day making music, but then actually just be completely vindicated and be like, I'm doing the right thing. I have nothing better that I could be doing.
Mm.
So yeah, it was really good to just get into that mindset with no distraction. I thought it was great for my creativity, yeah.
Absolutely. And so I might bring it back a bit, just for people who may not necessarily know who you are. Where did you get the name Young Ghost from? Does it have specific meaning to you?
My name's Casper. That's the name my parents gave me. So I've always been known as Casper. So people have always been like, oh, Casper, like the ghost, you know, some of the people have always said, like, I'd even get it like checking into flights and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So I guess it's that old thing of, you know, reclaiming something that's been used to mock you.
Absolutely.
True.
Yeah.
Do you have a question, Jay?
Oh, well, clearly, is your accent from like a Kiwi accent?
Well, I moved here when I was 14, so I've got a little bit of both, really. I've still got my English accent pretty intact. But, you know, I've been here for 8 or 9 years now, so I've got the New Zealand vernacular. I slip into the New Zealand accent sometimes. You know, I'm a bit of both.
Yeah.
That's sweet. Were you, like,
the boundaries.
Doing music when you were 14?
Nah, not really. I sort of started when I was about 15 or 16, like when I just moved here. So I did still have my English accent when I started rapping.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, once you start rapping in a certain accent, it sort of changes. It doesn't change, yeah.
And so is making music something that you've sort of always wanted to do, or is it something that sort of came quite, was there an event or something that triggered you and say like, I actually want to make music?
I mean, yeah, it's an interesting one. I've always been really into music. Like, as long as I can remember, like, music's been my favorite thing. Like, you know, whether just listening to vinyl, listening to CD or whatever. But I didn't know that, I've always liked writing and like write a bit of lyricism, writing stories, writing poetry, that sort of thing. But it probably wasn't until I had already been making music for a good 3 or 4 years that I actually realized, you know, this is something that I actually seriously want to pursue rather than just sort of like a hobby.
And are there any artists that you sort of, that inspired you in a way, or?
So many, but at the time, you know, it was sort of when their very first era of SoundCloud rap was coming in. So some of the artists that inspired me, I'd say Lil Ugly Mane was a huge inspiration in the way that he could just produce entire tapes of just gold with the craziest beats that I'd never heard. Artists like Denzel Curry, of course, too. And then obviously British rappers. Grime was getting real big around that time. The like Skepta and JME, all that stuff was blown back up. That's Not Me had just dropped. So all that stuff was a pretty big inspiration. But then even so much as just rappers that everyone was listening to back then, like Mac Miller, Action Bronson, Joey Badass, all those classics, you know, I'd say like those were some of the rappers that really got me into the idea of wanting to rap and wanting to be a rapper. But oh yeah, all these rappers, I think the one thing they got in common is just that DIY ethos. They all sort of like showed me that anyone could do it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You got another song for us?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Awesome.
All right. This song's called Wheel of Pain.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Check. Small child to a grown man, turning the wheel of pain. I feel like Conan, trapped in my screen. Somebody changed the program. I'm no fan of what's on. Yeah, we gotta switch it up. I'm running out of nugs, now I'm chopping up my stalks, and my mind is barely functioning, so I can hardly talk. I'm just speaking with my mind, conversating with my thoughts. Little bit of tranquilizer got me feeling like a horse. I'm galloping frantically, looking for a bag to put the salad in. Thinking about my sanity and panicking. Manic tings, had a dream and woke up. I was in another. Fell into the fire from the frying pan, melted like a stick of butter. Sick, I ain't got insurance, no one my age has it anymore, cause we could not afford it. Back then, you just went and found a plot and bought it. Nowadays, we're all paying off somebody's mortgage. Tell a landlord, go and get a real job. Why are they trying to tell me no pets when I need my dogs? F the property manager, they can S my it. You can mow the lawns, I'ma go and chop some other shit. Yeah, they're acting slick, but they're up to dirty tricks. Take advantage of you, then they'll make you feel worse for it. Worse is it. It's a systematic problem that we're burdened with. There's a message on display, but nobody's learning it. Half finished, but we're still adjourning it. Now we're just lurking, we're intent, loitering with friends, waiting for the moment when all of this stupid shit ends. Realize this is just a section of a series of unfortunate events, and I think I gotta sit then, take a deep breath. Time ticking like Big Ben. I talk too much, I need to listen more. I'm so tired of fighting in this hidden war. Yeah, it's all about the hearts and minds. Find the right message and they ain't that hard to find. You don't need to be a mastermind to be a supervillain. All you really need is a computer and a few who listen. So desperate, all they want is to believe. Whether Christianity, conspiracies or the economy, it's so much easier to see it as a big plot rather than a whole bunch of people getting ripped off. Either way, we're lost. Blame it on the aliens. Blame it on the parasites that burrow in your cranium. Blame it on uranium. Blame it on potassium. Blame it on the cannabis. Blame it on the Valium. Blame it on the boogeyman. Blame it on Akon. Blame it on Pokemon. Blame the vibrations. Blame it on the government. Blame it on yourself. Just don't sit and feel like it's not too late to help.
Nice.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one got a big clap. Thanks, guys. Hope you enjoyed it.
So if people want to catch Young Ghost live, is there any? Do you have any gigs coming up?
Not in Auckland, no. Sorry. So if you're listening in Auckland, the only way you're going to be able to hear me live is if you listen to me, contribute to my Spotify stats, so I see I've got a large listening base in Auckland, and then want to come here. So you're just going to have to listen to me, yeah.
So I was going to build on from that, do you, if people want to listen to you online or stuff, where can we hear you?
Everywhere, mate. Saturation is key. So I'm on all platforms. This new album, Bad Taste, you can't listen to that anywhere. But you can listen to all of my previous music on Spotify, SoundCloud, Tidal, YouTube, whatever you use, really. Just the key is, you got to remember, Young Ghost, the S is a dollar sign. So just search it, Young Ghost. S is a dollar sign. It's a commentary on capitalism, isn't it?
So do you have a release date in mind for your latest album?
We have one in mind, but yeah, it's just in the mind. It's not going to leave the mind
Follow
just yet.
Follow the social medias then,
yeah,
guys.
It's coming soon, baby.
You got one more song for it?
Yeah, go on then. Be rude not to.
Thank you.
All right, this song is called Blue Whale. Yo. Shit. All right, now. I was born with devil horns, a crossbreed of several forms, spawned on this planet before it even terraformed. Woke up, it was very warm, went to have a cold shower, caught my plug up, turned out there was no power, running out of flour, but I got to get my nose powder, looking round to find the bros, but it's so crowded. Getting lost in the midst, well I don't doubt it. I forgot myself, feel like Dory, now I'm so floundered. Acting bad as such, thinking I was so about it. Now I stay chillin' stuff, all I do is go about it. Curious, my interest is getting compounded. Yeah, I got a lot of suspicions, but they're not yet founded. I keep on searching for an answer, but I've not found it. Matter of fact, don't even know what I'm not finding. So they can try to put me down like a dog dying, but there ain't a thing that you can say to make me stop vibing. I'm right here, come and get me, dog, I'm not hiding. And you can punch me in the face, but we are not fighting. So go on then, keep on saying that you're not frightened. Mopping up your sweat like the temperature's not rising. It's getting hotter by the minute, broken thermostat. Somebody better sort it out before we burn the plants. But we ain't gonna sort it out, cause we're sitting down, getting comfy, about to tune into the cricket now. Chocolate all over the wrapper, so I lick it down. I'm a greedy boy making little piggy sounds. I've been lost in the sea, but I didn't drown. Yeah, I guess this little world isn't finished with me now. It ain't finished with me now. Yeah. Well, I'm finished with it. Effing life and death and what you call this? Well, if I'm living, I'm fighting. And ain't nobody really care if I like it. So F it. Do what I want, innit?
Oh, that was so good.
So, like, how do you come up with these lyrics?
Oh.
Does the beat come first and then you come up with the lyrics?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, with this project, it's been, yeah, it's very much been a case of I've been writing to the beats. Sometimes I just sit at home and just think of bars, but yeah, usually it's, I don't know, I'm a rapper, you know, I'm always trying to think of bars. It's always, I'm just like, what's the next bar? What's the next main bar? And you know, this project just came together. Something about the beats, you know, it just really brought it out of me, and it's just some deep poetry.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Do you have like a little voice memo, like archive that you can like reference or anything?
I don't know, I've done that in the past. I find voice memos, I use that for like melodies, hooks, and like riffs, that sort of thing. But for like dense lyricism, you know, you can't beat just like a pen and a pad.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if people want to follow you on social media, is it Young Ghost?
Yeah, yeah. Just I'm on everything. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, whatever. Just Young Ghost. Yeah, if you look that up, like, we're all in New Zealand, the algorithms know. Like, if you look up Young Ghost, you should find me. Like, I'm hoping.
Easy.
I hope. We'll see. We'll put that to the test.
Oh, well, that was Casper, a.k.a. Young Ghost. Thank you so much for coming in. That was fantastic.
Thanks so much for having me.
One more round of applause.
Yay!
Got some ads for you and then some more music. Stay tuned.
That was a fancy new band. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.